come to church here, you can be you. We're not giving y'all no pattern, no mold that you have to fit in. I heard somebody say, when it comes to serve God your way. Amen. Don't serve him like me, and I'm not going to try and serve him like you. But if you know Jesus has set you free, just think the time when you were a hell-bound road, on your way to hell without a recourse, no prospect of going to heaven. Hallelujah. But one day Jesus stopped me in my path. And when I learned about the Lord, and he didn't have to do it for a whole lot of people, but Jesus set me free. If God has been good to you, you don't need to look at anybody else. I heard this thing say, look at God too. I said, if God has been good to you, don't you look at anybody else. Saints, visitors, and friends. Can we say praise the Lord? Come on, can we say praise the Lord like God has done for you? The scripture says, let everything that has. Do you have breath today? Let everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. Come on, say praise the Lord. Somewhere I laid down last night and didn't rise this morning. But can we say thank you, Jesus? Because if I go and God's not there, I don't have the freedom that I should have. Right. Because the Bible says, in his presence is the... Somebody said, don't have joy. You need to get in God's presence. Because in his presence is the fullness of joy. And anybody want to just be on his right hand? I just want to be on his right hand. Because on his right hand, they are blessed. We bless the Lord today. Let us stand, amen, for our scripture reading, which will be coming from Luke, the 17th chapter. Luke, the 17th chapter, we're going to be reading verses 11 through 19. Amen. We just bless the Lord. We thank God for safely taking us to Milltown and back home yesterday. Amen. We thank God that he's a keeper. We went down to honor Bishop Leon Williams, who's 88, and his 50th pastoral anniversary. Amen. You know, and I always tell him, I said, Bishop, you are a witness to me. Because he came out of dialysis. Amen. Yesterday he said he didn't know if he was going to make it or not. He came out of dialysis and was in church. And I'll never forget, I asked him one time, because I know everybody what dialysis can do to you, right? Amen. Dialysis can kind of wipe you out. And I said, well, Bishop, didn't you want to stay home? He says, I won't let nothing stop me. You know, so when I get a little problem, I always remember Bishop. If he went through dialysis, and he went, he had to almost carry him in, but he wouldn't let nothing stop him from coming to church. That's a witness for me. I'm not going to let anything, I'm not going to let nobody stop me for worshiping God. Do y'all have St. Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19? If we all have it, can we say amen?
Amen.
And for those who do not have it, it is on the screen. Verse 11 reads, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down with his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Anybody, where are the 9? They ain't my message, but that'll be a good one. Where are the 9? Then they didn't, but let's keep going anyway. There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this. He wasn't the one that should have been coming back. He was a stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee. Lord, we bless you today. Lord, we honor you today. Lord, we're so grateful to be in your presence today. Lord, now as we are settled in thy presence, Lord, we ask you to walk through every aisle and every pew of the church. Lord, search every heart, every mind. Lord, you know what things exist in our lives even before we ask them. Now, Lord, as we as a congregation stand in thy presence, we ask you to send a word. Lord, send a word to set the captives free. Lord, send a word in the name of Jesus to loose those that have minds that are all wrapped up, tied up in situations. Lord, send a word in the name of Jesus to loose the troubling heart. Lord, send a word to heal someone that might be broken. Lord, today we say, send thy word to heal. Lord, send thy word to deliver and send thy word to set free. Lord, send thy word to have some lost soul cry, what must I do to be saved? And for this we thank you, can we all say in Jesus' name, amen. So we find that Jesus meets 10 lepers. Now, in those days, leprosy would be considered what we call today four-stage cancer. Right? When you got leprosy, that means your life was doomed. Amen. You couldn't be in normal society. And it meant that death was imminent and very soon. Leprosy was such a bad situation that they couldn't even intermingle with the regular people, but they had their own little colony because they were unclean. Hallelujah. Anybody feel like you're unclean? Well, these 10 lepers, sisters said, when they saw Jesus. Now, the standard of the day is you couldn't come near anyone that was whole if you had leprosy. So they called to him from afar off. Hallelujah. That's what I like about God. You can call them from wherever you are. And when you have a need, God can come and see about you. So the scriptures say they called to him from afar off and said, Lord, have mercy on us. Now when Jesus saw them, he already knew it was them, but when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourself unto the priest. Now anybody with leprosy knows that when you go show yourself to the priest, you go so the priest can confirm that you have been cleansed. Right? So they have leprosy, been in an unclean condition. Anybody just want to be obedient? The scripture says to obey is better than sacrifice. So he said, go show yourself now to the priest. Now, if there was some of us, when the Lord said, go get your confirmation that you're here, that's what it means. Go get confirmed that you're here.
Thank you.
But how about praise him? How about giving God a thank you? And on Wednesday evening in Bible class, we went over approaching God the right way. See, a lot of us like to come to church, we want to present ourselves to God, but we don't do it the right way. Amen. The Bible says they broken in a contrite heart, oh God, thou wilt not despise. If we come humbly before God, if we come humbly and thirsting after righteousness, God has given us the assurance through his word that we shall be filled. But so many times we come to church and our minds are everywhere else but with God. And then we get to church and wonder, how come I can't feel God moving like everybody else feels the moving? Because you did not approach God the right way. When you learn to praise God in spite of your circumstances, God can take and he will make them straight. I heard him say he will take, anybody got some rough stuff? Anybody got some serious things? But I tell you, many is going to live God in Christ, he's going to suffer, right? Many of the afflictions of the righteous. But only the Lord will deliver him out of them. So anybody got some rough places? And when you see God, the Bible says God is able to take the rough places, those rough conditions, and he's able to make them smooth. Amen. The Bible says if your heart condemns you, God is greater. If your consciousness condemns you, God is greater. But then he adds something else at the end of the scripture. Not only be greater, but he knows. So everybody else you can fool, but you cannot fool God. Because God knows. So God said, if you want to come to me, yeah, you want to talk to each other. Look at somebody and say, you're going to come to God. Come on, I got time. Don't be shy. Y'all ain't ready to say, y'all going to come. Say, if you're going to come to God, you got to come to God with a true heart. Because only a pure heart will see God. So Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near with a true heart in the full assurance of faith. Amen. So the Bible says Jehoshaphat set himself they set themselves to seek the Lord. And he cried unto God and said, God, it is nothing with you. Hallelujah. It's nothing with you to deliver by a few as well as by many. He said, we have no might and we don't have no power to come against these people that are coming against us. And the Lord told him, he said, wait a minute. You don't have to fight in this battle because the battle is not yours, but the battle is. Anybody want God to fight your battle? Anybody want God to stand between you and the enemy? He said, the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord. And he went on to say that you go out tomorrow. Amen. And he said, and as you go out, I don't want you to enter this battle the normal way. Because the normal way, how many know when you go to fight a war, you don't go with nothing? You go with your weapons. He said, well, he said, you know what I want you to do? He said, I want you to put praisers in front of the armed forces. I want you to put somebody in front of the armed force that know how to get a hold of God. He said, let the singers go out before the army. And the Bible said, as they begin to go, they begin to sing, and they begin to praise the Lord in the midst of their trouble. And the Bible said, God sent to ambush them. And they begin to pursue one another. Hallelujah. Why? Because they learned to praise God first. Now, we don't think praise has enough power, but praise is
came up to the church.
our church. What's wrong with you? You don't own it? And you know you have a place. Everybody else can figure that out. You know you have a place. So I walked around one time. Then I walked around two. I walked around. And someone saying, you know, if people don't think something wrong with you, they're going to call the cops. And I just said, you know what? If God can do it for Jericho and Joshua, God can do it for me. So when I walk around the second time, I shout out, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The church is ours. And every time we got to run on the neighbors, they say, oh, no, we can't help you. I remember my walk. Right? You know what? I probably some of us need to start walking around our situation.
Because I live in the midst of praise.
So this week, after you leave church today, when things go bad, just say, thank you, Jesus. Pray. Say, people say, you think you're crazy. I don't care about what people think.
Hallelujah.